Shir Ayin Dalin Baba Kama Chafe Iyar Hitov Shemem Gimel May 6, 1983 on Sunday.
Now, Rashi explained the catch of the Gemara when the Gemara said when Rabbi Yechanan said Afilu Kiyam Amrim Ulim Lo Yamrim. So the unique tribute that was paid to the Kiyoa Melech consisted in the fact that we said limit, but Kiyem we can say even someone who is not on the level of his Kiyoa Melech. So that means that limit represents a higher form, a higher level, in the level of perfection than Kiyem. But Bo'on Amar Godin Meteiro Shal Limit Levi Gemaite. So we see that the significance and the sublimity of Talmud Torah consists in the fact that it's conducive to an ideal behavior. So that means that ideal behavior represents a higher madrege than ideal learning. So Tesis says Kashi, but there the Gemara, the Chachomim Aliyas Besnitz of the Luz, they passed that Limud Godel, Shalimud Maise, so that means that Limud takes precedence over Maise, Limud takes precedence over Maise. So really it's no Kashi. It's even difficult as to why Rav Netam has the Kashi against Rashi. The Gemara Yudushin doesn't mean that Godel Talmud Shalimud the Maise, so because of that, Limud is a higher madrige than Maise. On the contrary, Godel Limud Shalimud the Maise, that means that the highest madrige is Maise. But Limud is indispensable. Ideal learning is indispensable toward ideal behavior. But Maise is a higher madrige. But there the Gemara discusses the question, suppose a certain person can involve himself in limud, then he will not be able to involve himself in maise, or he can involve himself in maise, he will not be able to spend time in involving himself in limud. So that was the decision by the Chachomim, go to limud, shemimu de maise, that he should involve himself in limud. Now what's the halacha? Suppose a person, he has to put on tefillin. He has to eat kadayis matzah. Or he can learn. So do we say that he should be mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin? He should be mevatel the mitzvah of matzah and learn? I mean, that's not halacha. But there is a gemara in Itkot. There is a gemara in Itkot. Dachtes. Gemara said it. Hoda Yasir Kamil Boyer, the Aftes of the Bayes. Ksivi Koro Hini Pnini, Bichol Chapitzecha Lo Yishvubo. Hochet Kishamayu Yishvubo. That the Torah is more precious than pearls, than diamonds. Bichol Chapitzecha Lo Yishvubo. Nothing can equal the word of Torah. So, Bichol Chapitzecha Lo Yishvubo, that means mundane things cannot equal the value of Torah. Mundane things, Chapitzecha. Hochet Shemayim, but mitzvahs, spiritual things can equal the value of Torah. Hochet Shemayim Yishuvo, uchsiv kol chafeitzim Yishuvo, da'afilu chet Shemayim Yishuvo, that nothing can equal the worth of Torah learning. So that means that even chet Shemayim, even spiritual in Yoni, so cannot equal the words of Torah. The Gemara says, Loi Kashi, Kam be mitzvah she efshal aseh zal de'acheri. Kam be mitzvah she efshal aseh zal de'acheri. If it is a mitzvah that could only be done by this person and it couldn't be done by somebody else, so then he should involve himself in the mitzvah. But if it could be done by another person, so Mimele, if it's Efshal Yossi Saudi Achirin, then he should rather learn than do the mitzvah. So of course, let's say a mitzvah of film of davening of Saint Krishna of Vinimate, this is a chivas aguf. I mean, it cannot be done by somebody else. You cannot do it al bishlichet. So this is something that you have to do yourself. It's Ef Shal Yossi Zal Dachini. Everyone has to put on film himself. It cannot be done al the achilin. So in Mele, he has to be mevatel from Talmud Torah in order to do a mitzvah. But if it's the kind of mitzvah that can be done al the achilin, can the achilin, so there he should not be mevatel himself from learning. But he should see to it that the mitzvah will be done by others, and he should spend time and learn. So actually, we have to say, when the Gemara in Dushan says, go to Rinut, shall we do the mice? In other words, that he should spend the time. He should spend the time in learning rather than doing the mitzvah. So that Gemara in Dushan has reference to a mitzvah of Efshal Yoseis al Dachirim. So that doesn't mean because learning represents a higher madriga than ideal behavior. Of course, ideal behavior represents a much higher madriga than learning, because the merit of learning consists that learning is conducive to ideal behavior. God will leave you with a mindset. So, but if he'll spend time in the mitzvah when it's Epshalosis al Dachirim, so then there will be diminution in his ideal behavior. So the less you know, the less you are capable of reaching perfection in the realm of behavior. So, but when it's a question, what is a higher achievement? So of course a higher achievement is ideal behavior. So that's why Rashi explains it. So we see that the more induction, so there is no kasha. On the contrary, he and he said it. The two the more induction says that learning takes precedence over doing the mitzvah that can be done out there here. Why? Because if he will not learn, so then who will suffer? The behavior will suffer. So, but that means that what is on a higher level, ideal behavior, that's on a higher level than ideal learning. Of what avail is ideal learning if it's not conducive to ideal behavior? So there is no cash. Actually, that the Yeshua gives us this terms. I mean, it's a double portion. It seems very strange that Rabbi Natan is masking and slashing. Hikshimitesis, the Bintush Mashmal Hekka, the Nishalu of Neskenin, Talmud Godu and Maizibot, the Ninu Klum, the Omru, Talmud Godu Shemim, the Maizat, the Nishina Tesis, the Nira Lechino Yashi, the Pirush Rashi, the Maashon, the Talmud Godu and Maizibot, Heineke Nishina Ida Beis, and Hem Olu Isasi, Trilo Beis, Valzeo, the Shapir, Talmud Godu Shemim, the Maiz, the Inkenki Shisasi, the Talmud, Save Shemim, Yeshar Shnei, and the other. So if he will involve himself in learning, so in the end he'll have both. He'll have ideal learning and ideal behavior. So let's say, it doesn't mean that the reward for limud is greater than the reward for ideal behavior. No! The reward for ideal behavior is greater than the reward for ideal learning, because the whole significance of ideal learning consists in the fact that the more you learn, the more perfect you are, the more you can be, the more perfect you can be in your behavior. It doesn't mean that you have to be. How could be a shamayim, chutz mi'ah shamayim? But you have the potential of being more and more perfect in your behavior. About the shvachim of this of the gadol of this Yoam Melech. So the Bemes we got the Rabbi Kolal Miyade she needs to be Talmud Teiru Ma'isin Tevi El Mikvei Yechizkiyo Ol Melech. But Bitlo Lehanis B'Shvach Kolodom V'Kein Rol Limayit Hashvach Ayis Agadol V'Mayos Aschah. This seems to be a very simple parable. It's even strange that Rabbetan is Masik on Rashi on the basis of that demand. All right. Now let's see, before we proceed towards the Gilsa and the Pshat of the Shulchan, what Tesis in Gushi mentions the same Kasha by Rabbetan against Rashi, and then Tesis itself gives a parable explaining Rashi. Oh, Kiddushin Daf Mem Amud Beis. Talmud Gadol Shatalmud Beis Yemais. Tei Medom Abisitler Kamer Ulo Kamer Abiech Ne Moshe Yodei Umanach Vim Vyodarom Alon Kim Amrino Le Midwa Amrino Upo Revo Mamar Gadol Talmud Shan Talmud Beis Yemais Pirus Bikun Tres Minimi Kot Nisla Di Gadol Vim Kei Kim Doma Kiyan Kol Shnu Vimei Shin Chukkach Al Memuch HaChosom Noche Yemais Gadol Vyesh Lema Vyhosom Noche Pirish Vod Romulon Kim Mamrino Lim Lamrino Upo Hosom Roman Magon Tamsun Maise, Im Kin Ech Kim Limay, Vichim Shomrole Kiye, Hari Omrole Limay, Vat Amrit Kim Mamrino Lim Lamrino, Mshana Holy Migma, and Rasa, that's Rabbin Tams. Holy Migma, Lagmurak Lima, Limigma, Limay, by the Maisodi, Avigmurahine, Vado the Fame Maise, Vilka, Limay, Lahain Lamrin. So that's Rabbin Tams. The Gimoras Kashi is, it seems, it goes to Talmud and Eilu Demaise. So the Mele, so that means without Talmud, there couldn't be an ideal Maise. So by saying Kiyem, Kiyem Amrinon, you're in effect saying that woman, because how could it be Kiyem in an ideal way? We are more exhausted. So in other words, that means that you learned in an ideal way. Otherwise, you couldn't have an ideal behavior pattern if you didn't. If it didn't contain ideal learning. So we should not even dare to say, and since we are not supposed to mention this big shvach of Lomat in an ideal way in respect to any Godel, except a Godel on the level of Hizkiyahu HaMelech, so how can we say Kiyem in respect to a regular Godel who is not on the level of Hizkiyahu HaMelech? So the Gemara Seretz is no. When we say that in respect to a regular Godel, not in the Madrigal, it's Yoha Miller, we do not mean that he learned himself in an ideal way. We cannot say that he taught others that he was Marabit Steyr of the Rabbi in an ideal way. That we can say only in respect to an outstanding Godel in the Madrigal, it's Yoha Miller. Alright. V'yesh miforshi. Now v'yesh miforshi. So the first teretz is explanatory of Rav Netam's pshat. Except that here in Lohame, Tesis mentions that in the name of Rav Netam, there he doesn't mention the name of Rav Netam, but that's Rav Netam's pshat. Now v'yesh miforshi is really teretz on the Rav Netam's kashe against Rashi's pshat. V'yesh miforshi. The old dom shall you amad adai in you bo mimolech. In Gimli Trilo, or Yasik Bimaise, in Rimlei, Limei Trilo, Lifishein Amoretz Hos, Aber O Dom Shalomat Vor Amaise, Tevi Sermelim, Aber O Mat Shalomat Vor, Hamaise, Tevi Sermelim. So in other words, so that the Yesh Miforshim says, it all depends. In other words, what does the Gemara in Dushin say? The Gemara in Dushin says, that if it's a question of a person involving himself in mitzvah or involving himself in learning, so involving himself in learning takes precedence. So of course we have to apply it to a case of Efshal Losses al Dachir, because if it's Efshal Losses al Dachir, so then it's in the more Mephoreshes that he has to be Mevatel in Talmud Torah. But if it is the kind of a mitzvah that could be done by others, it's not imperative on this person. So then he should rather spend time learning than involve himself in the mitzvah. So he says that in respect to someone who has not yet accomplished in learning. So then we say, what, you spend all your time in Tzorchei Tzibur? It's a big mitzvah, Tzorchei Tzibur. But when I'm on Tzorchit, what will be? You won't know the Torah, you won't know what is Mutter, what is Otzer, what is Mechuyev, what is not Mechuyev. what should be done, what should not be done. So Mimele, we tell him that learning vis-a-vis someone who is not a very, very knowledgeable, so then we say that learning takes precedence over involvement in it. Someone, Odom Shalomat, let's say, respect to Igor. So, Igor also, it means he is Lomat Kvo. So then, if there is a question for Igor, whether he should involve himself in Tzorchei Tzibur, or involve himself in learning, let's say, he has two extra hours that could be devoted for Tzorchei Tzibur, or for learning, and he is Igor himself, he is Lomat Kvo. So then he says, "Avol Odom Shalom Kvo Hamayse Teivyeisa Hamayse Teivyeisa Mumin Hamayse Teivyeisa Mumin." This is what the Mishnah Parsha says. But to explain the Rashi, now, Uvishilted Rav Achoi Goyen Loigoras Kiyem Amrinon Mumin Goyan Dinon. Elo goras umonach tfilin, vihoda romalo, visuloi. So what is the shilkes gil? The shilkes gil is like this. Viboy yisei anuchem amanchino, tiyem uyamri, oma rabbe borach ne'ava, azline ba'de yichan elu, mishol shmaitze, kavai rebisa kise, tarbine mine miyuse, lo yiposhet lo nade moshe yodei, umonach tfilin, umivorech, vihoda romalo, Vihoda Romalon. Not Vihoda Romalon, after Kiyem Amrinon, Limit Voyamon. So in other words, that is speaking out, this expression, after Kiyem Amrinon, Limit Voyamrinon, Vilamrinon, so he's speaking out. So Vihoda Romalon. So in other words, Chabad Vachone, had to ask Ishaile of Rabbi Yechon. But Rabbi Yechanan, it was very early in the morning. And Rabbi Yechanan, that was very early in the morning, and Rabbi Yechanan had not as yet even washed his hands, and he had not as yet put on tefillin. So Rabbi Yechanan did not answer the shayla immediately, and then put on tefillin. But first he put on tefillin, and then he answered the shayla. So he has nothing to do with this gemara of Cheskiye, of Kiyem Amrinon, limit by Amrinon. We all know alone, then he gave me the answer to the child, whatever the child was. So the Gemara Sikashe, we all mama, go to Limutero, shall we move maybe with Maise? So that means that Rabbi Yechanan, so first he put on tefillin, and then he answered. So, the Shaila. Then he answered the Shaila. But since he's got the limitation, shall we make Meidel the Maise? So, in other words, so that means the Talmud Torah takes precedence over Maise. So, now, what's the aloha? The Gemara in Ritkot. This is the basic aloha. In other words, if it's Yev Shalos, it's Al Diachiri. So then, what takes precedence? The Mitzvah takes precedence over Talmud Torah. But if it's Evshalos, it's Al Da'achirin, so then the Maise takes precedence. But if it's Evshalos Da'achirin, so then Talmud Torah takes precedence over the Maise. Now, Tfilin, of course, is a mitzvah she Evshalos Al Da'achirin. True, that the other Jew also can put on Tfilin, and he has put on Tfilin. So that's his mitzvah. But my mitzvah of Tfilin cannot be done by another Jew. The other Jew has to fulfill his mitzvah of tefillin. But my mitzvah of tefillin can only be fulfilled by myself. It's a chiyuv saguf. So what's the Gemara's kashe? Rabbi Yechanan should get passed in the shayle rather than put on tefillin. But tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin of Rabbi Yechanan is a mitzvah. It's his personal mitzvah. The answer is, of course it's his mitzvah. But that was early in the day. He could have been mikayim that mitzvah later, now later he could have been kind of mitzvah still. He didn't have to do it, that now mitzvah still is for Ayei. Mitzvah still for Ayei. True, there is a loche that in regard to Kriya Shema and Tfile, so if somebody he recites Kriya Shema or he davens the Shunesre, he will feel so it's maybe the Sheker or the Makrit, but presumably, so it was early in the day, so there was still a long time for the Kima Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, for the Kima Mitzvah of Tfilet. So it's like Efshalos El Dachir. What difference does it make whether it's Efshalos El Achirim or it's Efshalos El Diatzme later in the day? So Mimele, so still we see that Rabbi Yochanan decided to put down film first. So how is it that Rabbi Yochanan decided that way, but that seems to be inconsistent with the psak by the Chachomim in Aliyas Mitzvah Beruv, which is the same aloche as the Gemara in the Kotzim Daf Tes, if it's Efshar Losses Yal Da'achirim, so then Talmud is Kedem. So Amvom Amar, God willing, with Tevah Shalim in the Maise, so why did Rabbi Yochanan postpone Paskening the Shaila? The Paskening the Shaila, the Folera, he should have Pasken the Shaila and put on the Tfilin later. He still had time to be kind of mixture of Tfilin later than they do. So the more you get that, it's Lui Kashi, Holy Mikna, Holy Agma. So let's see. Uvi Shudra, Chai Goyim, Uvi Goyim, Uvi Goyim, Uvi Goyim, Uvi Goyim, Uvi Goyim, Uvi Goyim, So he passed the shayla. He still was. He called more they have not been kilo. He should leave me a shmaitse. While the government I say, Mishane, or we leave my whole agmura. We leave my napshe, we would go. She may leave the maise. I will have the last day. Lawyer. Pico on the Nia, film still. So when do we say that if it's a mitzvah, she left Shepshah Losses al Dahir, or Efshah Losses al Yatzmei later. So then yes, so learn takes precedence, his own learning. But to teach somebody else, so if it's a question of teaching somebody else, or doing a mitzvah that can be fulfilled al Yahirim, or can be fulfilled al Yatzmei later on, so then the fulfillment of the mitzvah takes place. That's the shite of the shites. Now the Avishayim Wachirik and the shites. ובשוטס, דרב החוי אלו יגעסים עם בהוד הרום הלום קיה. אלו בהוד הרום הלום, כלי מה, בכל יאים, הוא ירוד לו בכך, דימונח תפיון בהוד הרום השמייס. אם אני רואה את זה. If somebody came to ask him to ask him before he put on film, so he was accustomed to Rabbi Yochanan, that first he put on film, and then he passed him the shayel. Kakosu bitesis. When he said, ואימא עדו לעצמי עוד לפני עולם עד אחרי שהרי מזעקי אסרב so the V is חלק so וכן קוצב הרשבוזה also like the V ולהגמיר האחרים את תווי עודי so the רשבו is also חלק המשיץ the רשבו is also חלק המשיץ now Tetzves here mentions now the question is in regard, so we have a machlekes Hashem between the Shiltes on one hand and the Levi and the Rashba on the other. The Gemara says in the copy that if it's Efshal Yosis al Da'achir, so there, if it's Efshal Yosis al Da'achir, so there, so Talmud Teireis Kedem, now, Efshal Yosis al Da'atzmi later is also the same way as Efshal Yosis al Da'achir. So, according to the Shiltes, only his own learning takes precedence. But teaching to somebody else and passing the Shale is like teaching to somebody else. So that is not, does not take precedence. And according to the Rashbo and the Ri, so if his own learning takes precedence, so teaching to others, especially if the others is a rabbi, not just one person. Now here, rabbi didn't test a certain shayle just for himself. He probably asked a certain shayle for many others. So mele, that is certainly takes precedence. Now, I mean, it's only self-evident that the Shiltes will only say that learning, that teaching Torah to others does not take precedence over the mitzvah that can be fulfilled out of the Achim or can be fulfilled out of the Atzmei, only when the teaching unto others, the passing in the Shaila, can be done later on too, as for example here. So Rabbi Yochanan didn't teach the Aloha to Rabbi Vachone, let's say, at 7 o'clock in the morning. So he taught him the Psak Aloha, he taught him the Shmaitz at 8 o'clock in the morning. So in other words, so time was not of the essence, but just wouldn't be mistaken that in a case where time is of the essence, in teaching it to others, let's say it's a shayla that's in the gear right now. So we'll say I have to put on film. In the meantime, the other Jews don't know what to do. So it's only in the case when time is not of the essence. So, and that too can be taught later on. So then there is a machlekes between the Shiltes and the Rabbi and the Rabbi. Now, but Tesis mentions the Girsa of the Shiltes. So first of all, the Shiltes is not Gilis. Yehoda Romalon Afilu Kiyim Amrinam Yimbam Dinam, but just Yehoda Romalon. And then he told us that what? A Kiyim Amrinam Yimbam Dinam is taken out. But then the Tesis of the Gemara is the same way as here. Loikashe, Holy Migma Hoda Avila. That's what Teitzer says. But we can see the Lashon of the Shiltes. The expression, Hol Nidma, Hol Admirah, does not appear in the Shiltes altogether. It's a little strange that Teitzer mentioned in the name. Of course, it's the same thing. But that expression, Hol Nidma, Hol Admirah, does not appear in the Shiltes. It's a record. Oh. Bram. Tzorich Talmud Domais, Eizem and Kedem. So it is interesting, I mean, the way, you know, it would be worthwhile for everyone, every one of you, to go over on every set of the Shiltes. Because the Shiltes was written by Rav Chaim Goyen, so it was written in order, because he had a son, and I'm sure that the son was very much involved in learning, but he wasn't that involved in learning as much as the Shiltes, the father, wanted him to be involved. So because of that's the reason as to why he wrote the Shiltes. It's the only reason as to why he wrote the Shiltes. So he wrote the Shiltes so that his son, whom he didn't consider as a big masmi, so he should be able, you know, to learn the halachas that appertain to a certain set. So, in other words, so in order to galvanize the learning of his son, who was not a masmi, so because of that, he wrote the Shiltes. So it is interesting. Now, you would expect that the union of Talmud Torah to be discussed in the Sefer of Eschanon, in Eket, in Rei. No, he discussed it in Lech Lecha. Where does the Sefer of Lech Lecha discuss the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is not mentioned. Mila is mentioned in Lech Lecha, but not Talmud Torah, but that is from our point of view. So Talmud Torah is not even referred to in Lech Lecha, but Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha is expressive of a very important concept. Kol hamlami des chavere, kol hamase des chavere l'izal mitzvot, malo lo bakosu, kilosi, shenema ves hanefesh asher osu b'chor. Shosu b'chor. So in other words, so what the Avrom migayar anoshim and so on migayar as noshim. So that means Avrom was mashpia upon people. They should be matcher as Beirom. Matcher as Beirom. So that's the this is descriptive of the importance of teaching Torah, of learning Torah, and teaching Torah to others. Because how can you be mikari people tachaskante ashkeno? There is only one way, through avodas Torah. And that's the way to be mikari yourself tachaskante ashkeno, and that's the way to be mikari others tachaskante ashkeno, through learning of Torah. So that's the shaykhes of Lech Lecha. That's the shaykhes between Lech Lecha and Talmud Torah. So he says, Bram, tzorich Talmud, umachot, Bram, tzorich. Talmud ma'ise, he's a man kidder. Ma'ise odi di Talmud, kufayish ma'ise odi ose. Itnam mea medrash u yike ela ma'ise. E yu me Talmud odi. Vi la Talmud u yodo limited ma'ise. Vi tam tzoleima, Talmud odi, Talmud achirin u ma'ise di dey. Eze men kede, Talmud odi kidam dinon, u yu me ma'ise di dey odi. Da haidi dey u haidi achirin. Toshma. וכבוהו רטב נסכים מסוגים בעליות בסליץ או בלול, נשאל לו שיר הזו בפניהם. תלמוד גודל מייסה כאלה. נמר רטב לא אמר גודל מייסה. נמר רבי עקיבא לא אמר תלמוד כאלה. נמר כולם לא אמרו תלמוד גודל, שהתלמוד מייסה כאלה מייסה. כאן יש. So then, גמורה says, יאמר אבא ברחונה, then he mentions גמורה עם בולקן. זיו נכון דאב עזבין ובאס ורד יחנן, כאבינוקים בסקיסי, הבישלין עלי שמייצה, ולאום אלון, אדמו שיודי, יומר אחפיון, ויהוד הרום אלון, אהו ממייסה דידי קידם לתלמוד האחר. גודל תלמוד, שמיינו דמייסה, כך. So what the stations mention in the name of the shield? We just say, הו לאדמורה, הו נגמר, הו לאדמורה. But the shield says, הוי קשה, הו דידי, הו דאחר. All right. So, it really doesn't make any difference. Even though the Nitziv says that it makes a big difference whether the Shuk is blessing his whole Nidma, whole Nidma, whole Agmure, or the Agere, so the Deo Dachere, but really, there's no difference. In other words, it's the same idea, the same idea. Holy Day, that means the learning of his own learning. That means Limidma. Holy Dachere, Limidma, Agmure. To teach us. But the Gilse of the Shultes is Hodi Dei, Hodi Acher, Hodi Acher. Now, as far, you see, I hesitate to say it, but because it seems that many of the Achreinim assume that there is a Machlekes between the Shultes and the Ri. And there's three Shultes on one hand, and the Ri on the other. But I think that possibly there is no machlokes, but the Shultes has reference to one situation, and the Ri and the Rashbo have reference to another situation. Because the Ri says, Leimir al-Ri, Leimad, Le'atmi odif mulamid acherim, Sha'ari nizakes ha-Rabi, V'chein, Kosov ha-Rashbo zal, Il-Agmur ha-Achrin e-Tveyot. Perhaps, after all, it could be that he says, Shari, so why is the Ri Chirik and the Shiltes? Shari Mizakir Sarabi. But if we say that the Shiltes has reference to a case where time was not of the essence, let's say in that case, so Rabbi Bachon has to be certain aloha. So he said to Rabbi Bachon, you wait, I have to put on film first. So he told him that aloha. So time was not of the essence. Mashainke, if it's a shayla, let's say that it's Nigeya, let's say the whole shul, they have a shayla, they don't know a certain deen, about Kesator, about Dachnik, and this and that. So then Rabbi Yochanan would say, I have to put on film first, and then I'll tell you. So in Mele, there is no kashe, Sharim Zakir Sarabi, because it's actually Kalu Shneyer. If time is not of the essence, he'll tell them that Aloche was not negated at that moment. That Aloche was negated later. So the male, he said, shall we carry Shneyan? He said, shall we carry Shneyan? So, but, if it's a question of his own learning, so then we say, no, his own learning is Kedem. Because he can never know. I mean, in other words, it might be a certain halacha that will affect his behavior. So even if time is not of the essence, his own learning takes precedence over involvement in a mitzvah that is actually loss is al dachir. If it's halacha in respect to others, so it's a special halacha in Shiloh. It wasn't just a question. It's not that Rabbi, then the Nitziv also says, it's not that Rabbi just came to him, teach me something, teach me halacha. Rabbi, that's how the Nitziv explains it. They call it the Shiltes. So Rabbi was sent by the Chabura of the Chachonim, of the Rabbonon, to ask him a certain Shaila, Pshat Gemara, Pshat Mishneh, or a certain Shaila, Halacha Maisa, something. And Rabbi Yochanan told him, no, first I have to put on the field. Then, after I put it on the field, then I'll tell him the Halacha. So in other words, so he cannot say, so it's not that his own mitzvah that can be fulfilled later on is more important than being Zakeh Rabbi in the conversation. No. But, so maybe the Rabbi will also agree. But apparently the Rabbi said, because the Rabbi assumed that the Shiltes has reference to a case where time was of the essence. So the melee is massive. But it's very possible that there is no machlokes, but the Shiltes has reference to the case where it's actually Kamishneyev, and the Rabbi assumed that the Shiltes was referring to the case where it's actually Kamishneyev. That's why he's massive, but perhaps there is no machlokes between the Shiltes and the Rabbi. I mean, I hesitate to say that, but I'm saying it anyway because there are many achrenim I see who say there is a machlokes between the Shiltes and the Rabbi, but I don't see that there is in such a machlokes necessary. Alright, now, let's see what the Rav says. The Rav. The Bechenim team amrino milidwe amrino. We all mama, go from time to take on. Shall come with me, we might say, Pakino loikashi. We need ma, who Talmud go, shall come with the mice, like Gurulahine, mice go, Mamino, need ma, who last week a camera, they of me, we call him Allah, near a hulahine. It's an altogether different chat. Now you see that I don't know who it is, I think it's the Rabbi Tzawa Ramishko. The one who wrote the English books. I think that all these Akrogoyes were written by the Tzal, by the Machaber of English books, the Tzal Ranch. Mirabo, the Rabbeinu Hoyo Medirsis Ashiltes, Shehuva Bekesis. Now, we couldn't say that the Rach had the exact Girsis of the Shiltes, because the Shiltes wasn't in Medirsis, Kiyam Abrimon Lomadeya, where I'm going. He wasn't in Geras. The Shiltes, as Stasis mentions, as we see from the text in the Shiltes itself. So he says, we'll go ask him, so it has nothing to do with the Gemara of Chesky Amalek. As a matter of fact, maybe as the Kasha against the Shiltes job, why did the Gemara mention all of a sudden this? What's the relevance? What's the Shaitas? If we are Geras, that Rabbi Yochanan, after he put on the tefillin, so he said, Kiyam Amrinon, Lomadu Amrinon. So we understand the Shaitas. But according to the Shiltes Gil said, so it's another Indian. It's not connected with the Gemara in connection with Chizkiyo HaMelech. Another Indian. So why does the Gemara mention that? Why does the Gemara mention it? So, I mean, it's not difficult. Because even though it's another Indian, but it involves the same question, what is of a higher matter, learning or mice? So both the Gemara about Chesky Amelachim, Amrinon, and the Amrinon, so it deals with that question, and this deals with the question. All right, but the Rabbi Hananel, he does mention רבי יוחנן, כי הם אמרינו, מי מדוי אמרינו? ביום הבא, so רבי חנן אליס, definitely, gay race, רבי יוחנן לא אמר, כי הם אמרינו, מי מדוי אמרינו? So, what do we say? מי רבו ורבינו, הולו לג'רסס השירטס, שהוא בו בטייסס. שהוא בטייסס. So, in other words, there is a similarity in the Gersa, but it's not the same Gersa. If Rabbi Tzal Ransburg meant that Imam Eshev, the same Gersa as the Shulman, then it is himself. Because then there is an oversight, because here the Rach mentions Kiyam Amrim Amrim Egoi Amrim. What he means, it is similar to the pshat of the Shulman. But whereas the Shultes wasn't in Geres, Chinim Amrino Inigo Amrino, the Rabban Hananel was Geres. But let's see whether it is similar. It seems to be to involve an altogether different pshat. An altogether different pshat. So what does the Gemara say? Rabbi Yochanan, Chinim Amrino, Rimei Goy Amrino. Now, the Rabban Hananel doesn't mention the whole expression. Havazine on Rabbi Zachone, Havazine Badi Rabbi Yochanan Mishel Shmaitze, Kavayo Bizakise. He doesn't mention it, but presumably, since he mentions the last expression of the Gemara, so the other expression was also there. I mean, we don't have any other text that in which this whole expression of a Kavayo Bizakise, Rabbi Milse Monachion, is not mentioned. So Meir Chateise that Rabbi Hananel had an altogether different Gersa. So it seems that Rabbi Hananel had the Gersa that we had. Mamesh the same Gersa. In other words, the Gemara said, V'ivoy yisein anu Hananel manchino, ki en lo yamu. Omer Rabbi Vachone, Avazine, Badi Rabbi Yechanen, Yimishen Shmaitzei, Kavayel Vizakisei. והבינה מיני מיוסה, ויפושת לו נעד עם משה יודי ומאחרים, ומבורך להודור המלון, אפילו כי הם אמרים לו נימד לא יאמרים. זה סיים גיוס. זה מורה לקשה גם אמר, גוד ומתאיר הישר ומגיד ואידם חייסה, the way Rashi explains the קשה ומינור. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that כי הם in respect to a regular order of God, not the level, the מדרגי of חזקיו המלך, so that means that ideal learning is on a higher level, represents a higher madrega than ideal behavior. On the contrary, the whole yichas of Talmud Torah consists in the fact that it's conducive to ideal behavior. So ideal behavior represents a higher madrega than ideal learning. I'm going to name. What does it mean? What does it mean? So how does Rashi explain Rashi and Rabbi Tam? Limitma means his own learning, and Ladmure means teaching others. And teaching others is more important than his own learning, according to Rashi and to Tesis. But look how the Rabbi Hananel is going. Upakino loy kashi. We need mahu Talmud godo. Sha Talmud mevi oi de maise. Lag mure hu lachrine maise godo. Shmamino. We need mahu ulasike kamerabe. וכמרבי שני יודים ויקודים על להגמורי הוא לאחרים. So he said, if it's a question. Now we have to understand this, Rabbi Hananel. If it's a question of his own learning, but he mentions one fact, his own learning from the Rebbe. Now, there are two kinds of learning. Sometimes one learns by himself, not from the Rebbe, by himself. And sometimes he learns from the Rebbe. So he says like this. We need Mahu Asuke Kamarabe Treyo. So in other words, we could be Al Lagmure Hulachi. In other words, if it's a question of the person, so if it's a question of the of a person learning from a Rebbe or involving himself in mitzvah, so learning from a Rebbe takes precedence over doing the mitzvah. Of course, it has to be applied to the mitzvah that has a lot of achirim. Because if it's here for achirim, then we cannot say that the person should be mivatil from all the mitzvahs of the Torah if it conflicts with learning from a Rebbe. But if it's a question of learning from a Rebbe, so that takes precedence over involvement in the mitzvah that is actually also Saudi achirim. But if it's a question of teaching others, so it says lag muve hu lachine. But if it's a question of he certainly did not have the exact Gersel of the Shultes, because the Shultes was in Geres, Kiyim Amrino Mimedoy Amrino. And Rav Hananel is Geres, Kiyim Amrino Mimedoy Amrino. But at first we said, since he had Gersel, Kiyim Amrino Mimedoy Amrino, so the Kashe of the Gemara, Goma Mago, the Limitir, Oshalim, Maise, Komiterach, is the same Kashe as the Komiterach. No. But Gemara says, Bohoto Homalon, Afinikim Amrinon, Limigoyamrinon. Afinikim Amrinon, Limigoyamrinon. So the Gemara doesn't test the Kashi the way the Gemara asks at the Kom to Rashi. The Omama, God will make a Shalim with me, Lord Yemaise. So what Kom to Rashi, what is the Kashi of the Gemara? How can Rabbi Yehudah say that the unique tribute paid to Chizkiyahu HaMelech consisted in the fact that it was mentioned about him that he's limited, but it's going to be the Keiro shall be the Maise. So that means that Maise is a higher madrige than Limud. So how is it that in respect to a regular organ body. So we only say Kiev, but we do not say Roma. But if Kiev, if God will maintain us, shall limit me with the Maise. So that means that Maise, how does Rashi explain Rashi Gemara? That Maise represents a higher Madrege. So if we say that in respect to a regular organ body, who is not in the Madrege of the Skiyo HaMelech, that Kiev, so we certainly should be able to say, Ramat, the answer is, according to Rashi, what is the Teretz of the Gemara? Holy Midmar, Hola Admure. So in other words, that while ideal behavior represents a higher madrege than ideal learning, one's own learning, but ideal behavior does not represent a higher madrege than teaching, than being Marvistei Rabbanan. So that is the Teretz of the Gemara, according to Rashi. So according to Rashi, we have to say, and the point of this is the Makshim did not know that when the Rabbi Yochanan said limei lo yamdinon, so he meant limei lachem, but he thought lomad, not limei. So according to the Rach, since Rabbi Yochanan says limei, so the Meile, so the Makshim also knew, the Makshim also knew that there is no kashe against Rabbi Yochanan's memre of kiyam amrinon, limei lo yamdinon. So from the Gemara in Dushi, because the Gemara in Dushi only implies that one's own learning does not represent that kind of level of madrege as ideal behavior, because on the contrary, the yiches of one's own learning consists in the fact that it is conducive to ideal behavior. So kotn is nisle begot mashenke be marbit steva bagabi, that represents even a higher madrege than ideal behavior. Of course, if a person will be marbit steva bagabi, that is conceivable. What I mean, let's say it is possible somebody will be a marbit steva bagabi and he will not show an example of ideal behavior, so then we won't say that if that is possible. I don't think that is possible, that a person who does not deport himself ethically in the proper way should be a Malvistei Adarabi. I don't think that this is possible. But if that is possible, so it would still apply what the Rosh says, Kol Talmid Chochem Shein Yisnai Kishuro Yeser Gavua Mikol Amoret Shebeilom. So that would apply even to a Talmid Chochem who is Malvistei Adarabi, if that could be possible. But Havot Estev Abarabim represents the highest madrege, a higher madrege than just having ideal behavior. But the Gemara, according to Rashi and Tosfos, so the Makshe didn't know when Rabbi Yochanan said Afilu Kiyem Amrinon Limei Lo Yamrinon, that he meant Limei Lacherim Lo Yamrinon. But he thought, Lomad Le'atzmei Lo Yamrinon. But according to Rabbi Hananel, since he used the expression Limei, and Limei, according to Dikduk, what does it mean? What does it imply? Lomad? No, it implies teaching others. So Memele, according to Rabbi Hananel, the Gemara, when the Gemara has the Kashe, Roma Mar, Godu Metego, Shalim, Meiloli, the Maise, the Gemara didn't mean, so it's a kasha. How can you say that in regard to the Bogu, you only mentioned the Shvach, that it was Mikayim the Torah, Mikayim Kolatorekole, not that he Lomad Kolatorekole, but you can say that it was Mikayim, so Mikayim Kolatorekole is a higher madrige than Lomad Kolatorekole. So if we mention Mikayim, we certainly should be mentioning Lomad. We certainly should mention it. That's not the kasha of the Gemara, because according to the Rach, the Makshim also knew that when Rabbi Yochanan says Limed Le'amdinon, he didn't mean Lomad Le'atzmei Le'amdinon, but Limed Le'achelim Le'amdinon. But the kasha of the Gemara is the same kasha as according to the Shiltes. That's why Rabbi Mitzalah Ramishbo said Rabbi Yochanan reveals the Shiltes. He wasn't careful in saying, in formulating it, because he certainly did not have the Gils and Hashiltes, because the Shiltes wasn't even Geiris, Kiyam Amrinon and Amrinon, and the Rach was Geiris. But while the Rach was Geiris, Kiyam Amrinon and Amrinon, the Kashi by the Gemore, by the Makshim of Om Amar, is analogous to the Kashi of the Gemore according to the Shiltes Gils. But the kashi of the Gemara Vom Amar is not directed against the memory of Kiyam Amrinon Limed Lo Yamrinon, but against the behavior of Rabbi Yochanan in not answering the shaila by Rabbi Bachone, but in first being mikayim the mitzvah of tefillin. So the question is, so Vom Amar, God will be teiro shalim and namely the maise. So how did Rabbi Yochanan act that way, and he postponed the teaching, the aloche, to Rabbi Bachone? And Rabbi Bachone, as the Ritziv says, was a shliach of the whole group of Chachamim. They wanted to know a certain aloche. They wanted to know, they didn't know pshat, or they didn't know a certain deed. And he was the shliach of the Chabura of Chachamim. So, how did Rabbi Yochanan act that way? He should have first enlightened Rabbi Bachone on the certain aloche, and then he should have been becoming the Mitzvah of Tfilin. After all, it's actually Likayim later in the day. So it's like actually Leosis al Deachelim. So, but Gemara in Yiddush said that the Achoye by all the Chachonim in Beis Nitzo Belud was that if it's a question of learning or of teaching or involving himself in mitzvah, that is actually also our hearing, so learning takes precedence. So the Gemara says, "Oy kashe, holy nidmar lasute kamerabe, and ho lenidmar achine." When do we say that learning takes precedence over involving himself in a mitzvah? That if it's Echelos, it's Aliyah, if it's a question of learning from a Levi. So then, we do not say, let him learn later. So in other words, so according to the Rav, when do we say that if it's Echelos, it's Aliyah, if it's Echelos, it's Aliyah, so then, he should not involve himself in mitzvah. He should not involve himself in mitzvah. But he should learn that is, if it's a question of learning from the Rebbe. Because there we cannot say actually comes there. If he needs the shiur by the Rebbe, so he'll miss something. Masha'inkei, if it's a question of learning himself, so then. Now, of course, I mean, I don't mean that according to the Rabbi Hananel, so what I said last time, that if it's a question for a Ben Torah or a Yeshiva student to involve himself in Tzorche Atzibo, or so then he won't be able to learn so much, or learn more and not involve himself in Tzorche Atzibo. So I said that was the tzak by the Chachomim in Aliyah, the Snitz of the Lud, that he should involve himself in learning, that I don't mean that according to the Rach, it's not like that. Because if it's a question of every day involving himself in Tzorchei Tzibur of doing mitzvahs, or at the same time involving himself in learning, so then the Rach will be made to all the other Rishonim, that he should involve himself in learning, because it's a question of one or the other. But suppose it's a question of one time, involving himself in a mitzvah, in Tzorchei Tzibur, or another mitzvah, at one time. But that means that we will not be able to learn. So then, according to the other Rishonim, who are chilek and rach, so as long as that mitzvah is echelos al d'achilim, even though his own learning can also be done later, let's say, instead of learning now, let's say, from 9:30 to 10:30, he'll be able to learn at night from 9:30 to 10:30. So according to the other Rishonim, he should involve himself in learning and let others do the mitzvah. According to the Rach, if it's a question of his own learning, so then, and since that can also be made up, so he should involve himself in the mitzvah. Masha'inkin, if it's a question of learning from a Rebbe, so this is something that he will miss. That he'll miss. So the mele, l'migma hu l'asike kamarabe is tveyode. So that takes precedence over involvement in mitzvah that is efshe alosis al d'achilin. Mashin kei, abheichanen. So true, he could have been carrying the mitzvah of film an hour later, 2 hours later. It still would have been before this man kriyashma and before this man file. But it was a question of teaching Torah to others or doing the mitzvah. So that is actually asked by Achelim or Efshia to be fulfilled later on. So then the fulfillment of the mitzvah takes precedence over teaching others. Masha'inkei, learning from a Rebbe takes precedence over the doing of the mitzvah. If it's actually asked by Achelim. That's the shite of the Rach. שמאמן הזה מבין מה הוא עושה כקמרדה שני עודים וקודם על האדמור לכם נער I might have mentioned many new things in Eifach Mishalim but actually all that is mentioned by the Netziv in spirit and service you look at the Netziv so you see it's a very long Netziv I mean I added certain things in Eifach Mishalim but on the whole it is mentioned by the Netziv and then the Netziv says according to Rabbi Hananel that's the pshat in the Gemara in Dushki Every morning you should turn to the morning you should turn to the morning that Chosei Somit Beis Tomer Rabbah Lil Meitei O Belisa Yisho suppose he has to learn Torah and he has to get married he's already of age to get married so Lil Meitei O Vahakei Yisho Vimi Afshalei Belo Yisho because in the actual Yisho so then Yisho Yisho v'hakein yomite v'hakein yomite Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel Haloche Neise Yisho v'hakein yomite Rav Yehuda that's what Shmuel said Rav Yehuda no ma v'chayim mitzavore v'yasim batero if he gets married first then you'll have to support the family how can we expect to be involved in learning. So in other words, so Rabbi Yochanan says, no, first he learns Torah, and then he gets married. So the Gemara says, Loi pleading. There is no machloket between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Holom v'olu. So the question is, what does it mean, holom v'olu? So Rashi explains it, holom v'olu, b'nei bovel, holyoyochim. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, neisi yisho v'hakein yomitim. יקים יתיר, so בני בובר כל יוהיו כנגרסי משני הסתנועים בארץ ישראל ומתיך שווים למחוץ למקיימום עם צורכי הבייס מטור אמו איז נעשי אישו דהבה בלוי הירו והקיים הילך בלוי מתיר so in other words so Shmuel so Shmuel is reference to the בני בובר And the Bnei Bovel were accustomed to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah from the Tanoim in Eretz Yisrael. So, since they were able to learn Chutz LaMikimon, so they didn't have the burden of supporting a family. So, Mimele, it's Nesi Nisho, in order that you should be the Lord Hero, Vahakeni Lachon Teo. So, Shmuel has reference to the Bnei Bovel. Who went to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah, and they didn't have the burden of supporting the family. But Rabbi Yochanan says that first he has to learn Torah and then get married. Has reference to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Halevim in Kenyon in Nesi Yisho. So the Bnei Eretz Yisrael who learned Torah in Eretz Yisrael, So then. So then they had the burden of supporting the family. Yitzochi habayis mitolun olo vivat muo. So in other words, that means that the proper thing is to learn to get married first. Except if getting married will interfere with learning because of the burden of supporting family, so then you should learn Torah. This is how Rashi. Now, this is a spirit, the confess, Neboga lo yohilchi midirsi mishnayi satanoyim be'arach Yisrael, v'niteich, shalim dimchutz l'mkino, in tzorchi abayi smutu alayim, neisi isho, gehada lei b'loi hiru, v'hakei lei miteiro, holy hu l'bnei arach Yisrael, halim dimkino, im neisi isho, yu kol tzorchi abayi smutu alayim, v'vatlu, v'kosho l'rab metam, v'makshe, v'mashma, v'koma shmuel, v'neisi isho tchilo, Knorias do Hero, o Maker in the News of the Neighborhood, in Kema Kati in Kihiro, Kim Shehiro Kimu May, Hosun Kema. In other words, Tesis assumed that according to Rashi, when we say, they Babel, that they went out to Israel, so they left their families in Babel, and then they went out to Israel. So it says, so what kind of an approach is that? I mean, so first of all, it's again the problem with the whole, if they leave their wives in Babel. And then, they eat kosher. So, in other words, so to go away and leave the wife and children, and what, unprovided, so that's not a nice thing. How can you have the time if the Rabbi Yechanan, just the reverse of Rashi's plan. The Rabbi Yechanan, the Omar Yechayim, Yitzhak Borei, the Yasid, the Keiro, the Bobel, the Beer, the Yochilan, the Achishtei, the Yelech, the Yomi Teiro, the Eich, the Mani, that Rabbi Yechanan, when he said, Yechayim, Yitzhak Borei, Yasid, the Keiro, so he had reference to the Bobel. He had reference to Bnei Bobel. Because Bnei Bobel, so the proper approach for them is first to learn Torah and then to get married. Why? Because if they will, because Shem Yochel Ani Achishtei V'Yelech V'Yel Miteiro. So, because he cannot leave his wife. V'Ein Shem Ani U'Shmuel Yom Amisi Shotchilo לבני ארץ ישראל, אמר, שיחיו ימיום ידום קיימון. So, וגם עם השיר, in other words, so בני ארץ ישראל had means, so they could learn ידום קיימון, or in ארץ ישראל, since they are in their own place, so they were able to make a living and learn at the same time. So, in other words, so בני ארץ ישראל, so then is נעשה איש התחילו. Because they will be able to be really became of the Gamma Machine, the table she is a Misha, if we only take of it. So the Tzib says, according to the Rach has his own shop in Holom and Holom. The whole Talmud Godel, Dabke Talmud Tero, she will lay between Rabbi, who behold Marabiesi, Godel Talmud, she killed him with Hala Abom Shom, she called the soil of your lady, the Yeshiva of the Rabbi in the nation. So he said, Behem Hoda Marabiechen with Dushi, the Chayim is a boy of Yasin Batero, El Yu Mitero of Hakim is a Isho. So, Uchwam Buel Yil, the Zahadina of Yakwa Talmud came in the Mice, because it's impossible to involve himself in learning Torah after he gets married, because he'll have the burden. Rechaim also was. Aume de Rabbi Yechan Sfir Lohochet, Hosa Mayre Gamke, Behele Yechliu Meidif Nira, ובזה יש להם מהדוקום הביטושים הולון ואולו כפיר שתי ששום ומתאמת היינו בביבו ואול שכיחה מסיפתה ויולמי בלתירו ברבי מה שהייתם בארץ ישראל ויסוד החבירים שביבו ואול ויולמי בלזה מזה כדי יסדו מציעה תלחונים שביבו ואול עם זה מזה like thesis. What does Taisa say? That for Amishik, for the Talmidim of Bobel, so first they should learn Torah, and then get married. But Taisa says it because in Bobel they had to leave Bobel and go to Eretz Yisrael to learn, and in Bobel they were very poor, so Memele, if they couldn't learn, if they get married first, they would be busy, and they wouldn't be able to involve themselves in learning. But the Rach, Ledoch, they apply it also that like this is that for Bnei Bobel, so the proper way is to learn first and then to get married. Why? Because in Bobel the system of learning in Bobel was different. That's what the team says. Than the system of learning in Eretz Yisrael. The system of learning in Eretz Yisrael, even though they had Rabbi, but the learning was primarily done by themselves. They had the Rebbe. Masha'im came in Bobel, so the system of learning was revolved primarily around the Rebbe. And then he says, Chavirim b'talmid chachamim shebibobel ein b'mzeh b'fnizeh. So because that means that even the Chavirim in Bobel had the din of mutual rebbeim to each other. We saw. So in Mele, the system of learning in Bobel revolved around learning from the Rebbe. So in Mele, so they are in Bobel, according to the Och and the Rabbi Hananel, so they had to learn first and then get married. Because if they would get married first, so the wife would every Monday and Thursday call the Talmidim. You are needed at home. You have to take care of your children. So the male, it would be impossible to involve themselves. It would have been impossible to involve themselves in learning thoroughly if they got married first. So it was a question whether to learn from a Rebbe or involve himself or to get married. So it was so important that the proper way was to postpone getting married. Even though, like this, under normal circumstances, it's an avera to postpone getting married, but that was more important. So that was deiche, getting married. Eretz Yisrael, so the system of learning did not revolve around learning from a Rebbe. So the proper approach was to get married first, and then learn. Why? Because since the system of learning in Eretz Yisrael had not revolved entirely around learning from a Rebbe, so Memele, even though when someone is married, so he's busy, so let's say if you cannot learn now, so you'll be able to make it up sometimes later. But if the system of learning revolves around learning from a Rebbe, so he cannot tell the Rebbe, you give the shiur later when I'll get through with attending to my wife and to my children. So because of that, so the proper approach, that's how the Tziv explains. So the Gemara, holon v'olu. Anyway, this is the pshat in the Gemara, the way that by the Rach and the Oruch, according to the Tziv pshat. Alright, now, we are starting the second period. Kitsa Doreg Omeris. Rishabim Derech Omeichot. Habehim Omeedis. Rehau Echidal Kol Rishabim. Hoysom Vayetis. Rishim Shetskudas. Dinazim Tachas Agleo. Vishim Rezakim. Rishabim Chotinezim. Dor Tzolak Li Vishim Rishibalt. Vino Tzolak Li Vishim Rei. Alo Rishim Rishabim Ezek Sholem. Ve'alo Achim Rishabim Chotinezim. Ata Nagim Muadim. Rehau Echidal Kol Rishabim. Hoy yo tuyo un kosho bevago hoy yo shoyo me hadin so mi shabe ve sakim mi shabe im khotineze. Now this is a mission case of the rebel medes to him out va me ho rebel medes לשבר דרך הלוך. כלומר, מה בכך יומדס, שמשבר דרך הלוך. Then the Mishnah proceeds and says, "Habehimo moedes lalach kedarak ulishaber." Isn't that the same thing? Isn't that a repetition of the same thing? What the Mishnah says in the first sentence, "Keitzat oregom moedes lishaber b'derech lucho." Then again, the Mishnah says, "Habehimo moedes lalach kedarak ulishaber." So that's the Gemara Skashi. Kapol the Gemara. Hani regol hani behimo. Hotonelay lishaber b'derech lucho. So the Gemara gives the teretz that one. In other words, the Mishnah mentions here the regel is muet, let's say to be mazik in the course of walking or in the course of bishlif shor or derech hiluchot, that's the tongue of the regel. So this is what he says. That's why it mentions twice. Keitzad the regel meedes. We shadow the derech lucho, and the habeimu meedes lalach kedarako. So one sentence, has reference to the abod regel, and one sentence has reference to the toldo of them. Hoyso mivayetes. What does it mean, hoyso mivayetes? If it kicked, and it was mazik through the kicking. So, bil, biite, that's a toldo of the kerek. So it pays a chotzinezek, and the score of kerek. Oy show you tschuris natsi tachasagleo vishikva sakiri. That's not mishume. That's it over the regel. But there is a special aloche that tschuris he pays on chotzenet. So even though in one memre the Mishneh mentions two kinds of chiyuvim, but the common denominator is the chotzenet. So even though one case of chotzenet as what is descriptive of Kerem, Mivayetes, and the other case of Chotzinezek is descriptive of Tolda the Regel, but they have that common denominator, common characteristic of Chotzinezek, so they are both mentioned in one man. Hoysa Mivayetes, Shinu, Zeritio, the Kerem, look how Chotzinezek is away. Hoysa, it's a Nazi. Avogadlav, Shinu, Elu, Uchil, Avogadlav, Chotzinezek, Visuloi, Yilkazik, Miralu, Uvishusan, Izekoma. Die Mishnah sagt, Rabbi Potter, die wir tun, wenn ich gehe, kam er, die Zuhre ist nur die Regel, die Mishnah Rabbi. So the second case of Zuhre ist Nazim Tachas Vagweo has reference only to Mishnah Samizek. Mashenk in the first case, that's totally Kerem, so that has reference to Mishnah Samizek and to Mishnah Samizek. According to Rabbanot Fatal, according to Rabbanot Fatal, so it has reference only to Mishnah Samizek. Not to Rishus HaNizek, because according to Rabtalki, Mishune pays a Nezek Shoret. Now, what is Tzchures? Tzchures means that if the Hezek was done by the Behemo, not the Guf HaBehemo, but the Keach HaBehemo. So even though, generally speaking, Keach is the Guf HaBehemo, but here there is a special Aloch HaMish Misinai, that Keach of Regel is not the Guf HaBehemo. Guf HaBehemo pays a Nezek Shoret, Keichel pays a chotzenet. Alright. Those are akli vishabat, vinoku akli vishomre, alovishim shal nezek sholem, or achim shal chotzenet. Suppose the behemoth steps on a certain keilah. And then, by the stepping, it breaks the keilah into two halves. And then, a half of a fragment of that keilah, so, falls on another keilah and breaks the other keilah. So, vis-a-vis the other keilah, is going on the kluche, on the keiche. So it's chotzenet. Vis-a-vis the keiche stepped upon, so it's going on the kufe. So it pays nezek sholem. So, we know for our piyachir, vishi yitzke regulay, mishalim kulo, v'achir al vitzchures, nishdar yit chotzenet. Hoy of bil koshur, when there was a string tied to the leg of the tamiga. Bil koshur v'agulay, kol dobar, nikshu 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 v'agulay, kol dobar, ומשאבר את הכלואים. So, מהב נסמירקי, כי משאלו חוצי איזה, נדויו המצרוי, חורש בגמורי, דעד ידוי, not where it's if they started to jump, and then they jumped on something, and upon צרורס, and the צרורס were thrown, and hit the keile, and broke the keile, so it's צרורס. I believe he was not making she hit his that צרורס שיבר את הכלואים. Aber Rabbi nur Rabbi, Heine Regel, Heine Behemo. Why does the Mishnah have to mention it twice? Omele, Tone Obez, Vikotone, Tone Obez. In other words, he mentions Oves and he mentions the Lord. Elmato says the Tom, Hashem Oves, Abim Oves, my Oves, my Oves, Ike. Now let's see the Rashi. Hani regla ane beimo, my regla my beimo, the Tome Tato, mas nishno chodi, va my Oda Tome Abim Oves, Tome Oves, ego mameshi dosu gadweo, vi seive kutone teuris, abeimo, vi seive kutone tolis. So the Reishe is expressive of Oves. Rebo Mamesh. Same thing is expressive of Toldes. Habim Omedes Lala Kedalko, Shalom Yigupo, Visaro, Shisholeo, Derech Lucho, the Teod is regular, the Zekomotso, Vin Kavonoso, Rehazi. This is what Rode said. So then, Rabin Estin, Elomate said to the Kedalko, next mission, Hashem Omedes, Habim Omedes, over there too he repeats, Hashem Omedes. Hashem er keitza, Hashem er is lechel shavol, Habim er is lechel tiris v'yirokis. So again, a repetition. Why this repetition in the Mishnah in connection with Shem? My office and my father sike. So, Bishlein v'li gabi regel. So, it says, Rego med is a shavadar, Chuluch Habim er is lechel chidav. So in other words, so both could be applied to the regel, one to the Av and one to the Torah. Masha'inkin, Migabish, vis-a-vis Shem, so what is the Av of Shem? If the behemoth eats with the Shem. But what is the Torah of Shem? Not eating. Tim for penis lavoso. Chicho, the Kaysel. She rubbed the body against the wall and she derived pleasure from it. So these activities do not involve Achilah. But both statements in the Mishneh, both sentences in the Mishneh involve Achilah. Hashem meres lechel sarolo, Abim meres lechel tiras v'yirokins. So you couldn't apply one sentence to the Av and one sentence to the Torah. Because the Torah does not involve Achilah. And here both sentences in the Mishneh involve Achilah. That was Abim's kashya. My own is my Torah, Sike. So Rode Havikmanu Livdochisi. So humorously, Rode responded, Gomorrah, and he said to Rabbi Meir, Amo Shana Yechode, I explained you one Mishneh, V'yachon Yechode, and you will have the burden of explaining another Mishneh. What do you want from me? I mean, I explained you this Mishneh. So you want an explanation of the other Mishneh, you do it yourself. That's what he said. V'yachon Yechode, V'tayim Emai. So, in other words, so the question is, so what's the pshat in the second Mishneh? Alright, so the first Mishneh dealing with Regel, so there is a double statement. So one statement is descriptive of the Av of Regel. The other statement is descriptive, the other sentence is descriptive of the Torah of Regel. But the other Mishneh dealing with Shem, so both sentences deal with Achilah. So they couldn't. So you couldn't say one deals with the Av and one with the Tolde, because the Tolde does not involve Achille altogether. So how can that be explained? Itayim Amai, Omar Abashe, Tone Shem Dechayo, Vito Tone Shem Dehim. Sal Kedai Techamine. This is not right. So when the Mishnah says, Hashem Edes Leachir Esavolo, so that is reference to Echayo, let's say Tzvi. So if the Tzvi ate up certain things, so the owner of the tzvi, of the deer, is chayv. It's a chayv. Habeimu medes leachot tiras v'yirokis. If he beimu, he daps it. So, to shene, to tone shene chayv, tone shene beimu. Sal gai dacham ili vishilach es b'yiroksi. Beimu ein chayoloi. Komashnu on the chayo b'chol beimu. Yihoche. So actually, what is the Torah spell out? Chayo beimu. B'yiro is beimu. Now, so the Torah spells out Behemoth. Now here, the Mishnah says, first Hashem Oedes Lechus Chol, then Abeimoth. So the second sentence is descriptive of the Behemoth. That is spelled out by the Torah. And the first sentence is descriptive of the Chayot. So it's not something that is spelled out explicitly by the Torah, but it is something that is deduced by the Chachamim. So, how come that first the Droshe is mentioned and by the Mishnah, and then that which is written explicitly in the Torah is mentioned? So, on the contrary, that which is called out explicitly by the Torah, the Hemo should be mentioned. So the Mishnah should say, the other way, וכיצד הבאים עומד אסלח אותי בסבירו קייס השם מועד אסלח אותי בסבירו קייס איך הוא דיפאפה? Why was it formulated that way? So the Gemara says, no, here I'm saying Haydasi le midrosh echbiloi How the Gemara says that? Minika Yoche reishen amu Lissna yip lixiru bereishen So let the Torah that is not spelled out by the Torah be mentioned for it Hochash, so that two Torahs Hosom in the video, honestly in respect to Shem so Shem Behemo is an Av and Shem Chayo is also an Av it's an Av, it's not a Torah but Shem Behemo is mentioned explicitly Shem Chayo is deduced to Yitrosh so Mele that which is deduced to Yitrosh is Chivor Basha in Kei Hoche, Shobik Av is Tomek Lode here it wouldn't be proper to mention the Droshe first because the Droshe is based upon the Av So it's more logical to mention the Av first, even though generally there is a tendency by the Tanya of the Mishneh to mention first that which is useful for. That's one part. The second part is the boy saying that I will be solid in the regel Kosak Regel. Because in the Mishneh before it is Kosak Regel, so again he starts with Regel, right? Another Rashi. Mayor is not always seeking a human idea to only the human, but we will not have a door, and I shall have it. If you shall not have a human also, have a quarter of a rabbi in the Duke of Sabi Shrek, who are no shame of Hoder, and she watched him say, it are my assay, because he be right in the town of Shabemo, Komashi must be seen as in the Hayo Nam the Hay, the Hayo the Hall Behemo, the Chim, the Sabema, Shatechlo, who for his Basrai, Ayo, Tri, the Achmo. So that is the Gemore in Chul, that I know it. So from that we learn out From that we learn out that Chayo is Bechol Be'imo because the Torah says in Rei Zei Sabei Mashatechu and then in enumerating in detail so the Torah mentions certain species that are Chayo so that means that in Chayo Tzvili Yachmo is comprised within the general category of Be'imo so that means that Chayo is Bechol Be'imo. Why? Because Behemo really has two meanings, has two connotations. One, it has a Shem Kvali, Behemo is a Shem Kvali, it has a general connotation, a very broad connotation, meaning an animal. What does an animal mean in English? An animal means whether it's a herbivorous animal or a carnivorous animal, whether it's a fowl or a fish or an insect, everything are members in the general kingdom of animals. So, one meaning of Behemo is, in a general sense, it means an animal. And then, but Behemo is also a Shema Prat. As a Shema Prat, in English it is what is called herbivorous animal. An animal that eats vegetables, that doesn't eat meat. So when we say, Chayo b'chol behemo, that means that the behemo in certain instances means it is to be understood in the general sense, not in the specific sense. In the specific sense, so behemo means a herbivorous animal. So a tree, its boso is a carnivorous animal. But when we say Chayo b'chol behemo, it means that it is to be understood in the general sense of an animal, not in the specific sense of a herbivorous animal. Now, the Gemara in Chum says two things. First of all, the Gemara deduces that Chayo b'chol behemo from that passage. And then the Gemara says another thing, that behemo b'chol chayo. Oh, Chayo b'chol behemo, no. If I know it. Ich sehe, sie ist aber immer, dass ich mich hier sehe, so wie ein und zwei Jahre, okay, zah, heim ich habe immer, wir haben mich auch heim noch, und ich sehe, sie ist ein Heim, jetzt vom Schirm, sie ist ein Heim, dass ich mich komme aber immer, dass ich mich first it says, sie ist ein Heim, dass ich mich and then it says, mich komme aber immer, dass ich mich so, in discussing the category of Heim, the Torah and Numio is Behemo. So it's a Raya that Behemo is Bechal Chayo. Now again, here is the same thing. Chayo also has two meanings. Chayo has a general sense. What it means, Chayo, a living thing. Any being that has animal life. I mean, a plant is also a living thing, but that's Tzimeach. That's a different kind of life. Animal life is different from plant life. So in other words, so one sense, Chayo means any being that has animal life. So it includes everything. Herbivorous, carnivorous, everything. Then Chayo has a specific sense. It means a carnivorous animal, in contrast to a herbivorous animal. So when Gemara says that Behemo b'chol chayo, that means that in many instances, when the Torah uses the expression chayo, it is to be understood not in the specific sense of a carnivorous animal, but in the general sense of any being that has animal life. So this is what Rashi says. Chayo b'chol behemo, b'chol zeis ha'bim ha'shatechum, for b'asra ha'etzim yach. יוחי עוד שם בהימו מבויר מסמרישו עוד השם חיו ושנאמו לסנה בהימו דה ותאורו דברישו ולוקסיבה אילה מיד השם לחיו שם בהימו הוחי גבי רגל וזה פרסט דרך שם יקבו כמת ולא דבית מיו יסום את מרגל בפרק כמה כאן הרגע מרגל ולתן הבהימו תודה רבו בהימו מרס לא הלכי דעת ונושא בהיר כיצד בהימו שנכנסו חוצרה מזה ויזיק עוד דיבור פה דרך הלוכו ויסר עוד דרך הלוכו והוא כאפשר לראו ושליף שעורר ובתחום ישב בפיו ובזוג של צבו וחמיה במסועי נשאר לי נזק שולי סוג חסי מאיר שרורנס וחזיר שיימי בבעש פה והיזיק נשאר לי נזק שולי היזיק פשיטה אלא הנה היטיז והיזיק נשאר לי נזק שולי שרורס בן נחר שמייר חסור המחסר עבור הדברי שרורס כאילו חיי חוצי נזק חציר שאויו נביא באשפו ואיטיס איז משאל נזק שאולם משאל נזק שאולם. Now this is all for today, but I'm not going to go out yet. On Thursday, so